So will the highest-ranking elected Republican, Paul Ryan, join the Trump parade?
I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to. But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee.
Presumptive nominee, another name for Donald Trump. Speaker Paul Ryan on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper speaking yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell couldn't say it out loud, but he did issue a short written statement actually endorsing the presumptive nominee. I have committed to supporting the nominee chosen by Republican voters, and Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee, is now on the verge of clinching that nomination. Self-evident truth. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway DC correspondent. Ryan's going to eventually have to cry uncle here, right?
Well, it seems like he eventually will, John, but the fact that he didn't when asked, the fact that he specifically chose to go on CNN to say that, he wasn't blindsided, he chose to do this, is really stunning. You said it, the number one ranked elected Republican in America, the leader of the Republican Party until Donald Trump can make himself that person, refuses to back the party's nominee. What has he done? He's given every Republican running for office, incumbent or challenger out there, an excuse right now to not back the party's nominee. And this makes a difference coming from Paul Ryan. For anyone who thinks this is just semantics, look, why did Mitt Romney choose Paul Ryan as his running mate in 2012 in the first place? Remember, Mitt Romney was the guy who backed RomneyCare in Massachusetts, right? The governor who had been pro-choice when he was governor of Massachusetts before he was pro-life. He chose Paul Ryan because Paul Ryan is an unabashed conservative standard bearer, and nobody doubts how conservative Paul Ryan really is. Paul Ryan does not believe that Donald Trump is a conservative, and he's worried about the place of conservatism under the Republican banner. It's as simple as that. In addition to that, straight politics. Look, there are a lot of down ballot Republican races that are going to be vulnerable under a Donald Trump ticket. The Republicans aren't going to lose the House. They may lose the Senate. Paul Ryan is responsible for keeping that under Republican control and under his control.
Well, it seems to me that this is more about that you just mentioned, cover for candidates who want to run by themselves and distance themselves from Trump. Ryan's not going to create any trouble. I mean, I suppose he could create a whole big, you have to demonstrate your conservative bona fides to me before I'm going to, you know, kiss your ring or something like that. But it seems like that's not Ryan's style. He's more creating a way for Republicans to run and win without having to embrace Donald Trump. What do you think?
I think that you're right, but I also think it's not a small deal. It's a great deal of trouble.
No, it's not a small deal. No, you're right.
It is a great deal of trouble. Hey, look at the Republican National Committee just today. John Reince-Priebus, the chairman of the committee, had to run to the press to tell everyone that Donald Trump had called him right after Paul Ryan said that. And he said, no, we can make this work. Now, if you think that you're in an era where political parties like the Republican National Committee don't matter because it's a populist year, that's just wrong. They're enormously important. Donald Trump has to form a joint fundraising committee if he wants access to the vast, vast fundraising and organization that the political parties still provide. He can act like he doesn't need it, but he does. And with people like Paul Ryan and a litany of other candidates down the list, either saying they won't back him or refusing to mention his name for their down ballot races, it presents a real problem for that future infrastructure, that future unified fundraising that any presidential candidate needs. It's a $1 billion race, John.
And Trump says he wants to be in that fundraising pool. And Ed Rollins, did you see, is part of the Trump team? Old Ed Rollins?
Right. And
from the Reagan days.
And so Trump gets to add one soldier from the Reagan days, which is good for him. But look, go down the list of other high-profile Republicans who either won't back Trump or won't say his name. George W. Bush, the last sitting president of the Republican Party, won't back Trump, won't even go to the party convention. Neither will Mitt Romney. Go down the list of Republican senators, some of whom will say euphemistically that they're pledged to support the party's nominee, but won't say Donald Trump's name. Kelly Ayotte is one. She's vulnerable, John. The list goes on.
It's early yet. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway DC correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it.